Welcome to Silly History. I'm Matt Pekarsky. I love funny stories, especially when they come from real life. I've compiled a long list of true tales that made me laugh, and now I want to share them with you. There's a lot of crazy stuff historical figures did or said, and yet we've never heard about them. History class would have been a lot more interesting with some of these sprinkled in here and there.
Not that I ever disliked learning history.
Hopefully there's at least a couple of yarns you haven't heard before. Let's hear one now. Hadrian's Wall was an ancient Roman fortification built on the order of Emperor Publius Aelius Hadrian. The empire had been expanding its borders for hundreds of years, and one of the consequences was the constant quashing of rebellions in newly conquered territories. Hadrian visited Britain in AD 122 to survey the land. Many Brits weren't very keen on living under the rule of the Roman Empire, and often channeled their dissatisfaction via raids and uprisings. Hadrian realized that he needed a permanent fixture built to separate the barbarian territories from his own. The stone wall was an elaborate fortification spanning 73 miles across the British countryside. It featured many forts, mile castles, and turrets. The top of the wall was wide enough to walk its full length, and a ditch was dug parallel to the outside face. Good luck to anyone trying to storm or raid the Roman peoples and their northern British allies. Upon Hadrian's death in AD 138, his successor, Antoninus Pius, had the wall abandoned in favor of his own Antonine Wall, which was built further north. Occupation of the Antonine Wall didn't last long, however. Upon his death, the next emperor moved everyone back to Hadrian's Wall around AD 160, and it remained as the Roman border for the next 250 years. Empires rose and fell, and in modern times, the wall was slowly disassembled and repurposed for building local farmhouses and roads. The foundations still exist, and many of the forts are accessible to the public, supplemented with museums showcasing the wall's historical artifacts. The Arbeia Roman fort guarded the main sea route to the wall. It was both a critical garrison that housed 600 troops and a military supply base supporting many of the other forts guarding the wall. After falling into ruins, its existence was unknown until it was unexpectedly discovered in 1875. It was a massive archaeological find, and today you can visit the site and explore full-scale reconstructions of the West Gate, the commanding officer's house, and a soldier's barrack block, in addition to some of the finest collections of Roman Britain artifacts. The wall was even named a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1987. But back in 1971, excavation of the fort was still underway, and the South Shields Museum was thrilled when a special Roman coin was unearthed. Some schoolboys had discovered it and turned it into the museum. The experts inspected the wonderful find, identifying it as a 2,000-year-old Cistercian coin, minted sometime between AD 135 and 138. These small brass coins were issued only on rare occasions, with a value of roughly one quarter of a denarius, and are highly valued by numismatists, or people who specialize in coins. This coin in particular was in beautiful condition, save for a couple of minor scratches, and it was something to be celebrated. The museum put the coin on full display, front and center of its numismatic exhibition. A photograph was published in the local newspaper, where little Fiona Gordon bore witness to its existence for the very first time. As the 9-year-old examined the image, something about the object looked very familiar. She had seen this coin before, quite a few of them, actually. Her dad owned a whole collection. It was the stamped letter R that gave it away. Robinson's is a line of British fruit drinks, first introduced in 1935 at Wimbledon. Tennis players were parched from all of their tennis playing, and they began to ask for a beverage that would quench their thirst. With nothing but water to give, an employee thought fast and mixed together a concoction of barley crystals, lemon juice, sugar, and water. The new flavored beverage was an instant hit, becoming known as Robinson's Barley Water. Fast forwarding 36 years, the company ran a sales promotion similar to today's soda bottle cap promos. Instead of bottle caps, Robinson's offered collectible prizes in exchange for the labels. The prizes, were minted replicas of Roman coins. When the museum experts were notified of Fiona's observation, they quickly compared their ancient artifact to the present-day product. They were a match, with the only difference being the scratches on their copy had conveniently gouged out the stamped year of 1971, leaving just an R symbol behind. They assumed the R stood for Roma, which was present on many coins of that period. In fact, the R stood for the drink manufacturer's name. The coin was quickly removed from its honored display. It's unknown if the schoolboys who turned in the coin played a prank on the museum or honestly found it in the excavation site. Either way, little Fiona's limited knowledge of local pop culture proved to be more discerning than all of the museum staff's collective education and experience in ancient culture. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please subscribe, give it a 5-star rating, and share with not one but two of your friends. If I haven't told your favorite silly story from history, send me an email at nightowlbroadcasting@gmail.com. Subject: Silly History Story. This show is a Night Owl production.